Well, drought is, of course, a major news story in Florida, and according to the Florida Forest Service, it has helped to fuel more than 2,100 wildfires and burn 170,000 acres since the start of the year. And the National Weather Service notes with up to a 12-inch rain deficit throughout the state and temperatures predicted to continue above normal, relief may not be in sight even if the rainy season starts soon. Well, the Florida Forestry Association is reporting most of Florida's 17.3 million acres of timberland are privately owned. And thus, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida wants you to know they are providing financial and technical assistance to private landowners to manage their forest, planting fire-tolerant longleaf pine, installing fire breaks, and prescribed burning. This is all possible through several initiatives under the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP. Now, the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP, could also help through forestry-related enhancements. Now, Florida's forests are fire-dependent, and prescribed burning eliminates the woody understory that serves as ladder fuel for fires left unburned. They need to be burned about every 3 years to maintain the proper balance and diversity of vegetation for forest health and wildlife habitat. The difference between a prescribed burn and a wildfire is control. So landowners are being urged to learn more about technical and financial assistance that is available, and you can do so by visiting your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.